Welcome back. As I mentioned, the Let's Dance fundraiser for Dove Domestic Violence Ended here in Quincy is coming back in person this year. It's actually on Cinco de Mayo Day, Thursday, May 5th. So Jessica Cohen has stopped by from Dove to tell us a little bit about herself and also a little bit about Dove and this particular event. Jessica, good to see you again.
Hi, Joe. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure, pleasure. In person here in studio, in person for Let's Dance.
Very exciting.
Things are coming back, yeah. Before we talk about that, I want to talk a little bit about you, because you're pretty new in your role at Dove, although
yes.
You've been at Dove for a while. Your new role is Community Engagement and Events Manager.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean?
What does that mean? So my role at Dove now, I'm in a development position working alongside Don Hayes, who is our longstanding development director. And really my primary role is to make our two major fundraising events every year a success.
Yep.
So Harvesting Hope in the fall, Let's Dance in the spring, and finding ways to bring community members in for volunteer opportunities and to just expand our reach within the community.
But also stay in touch with community groups, public safety agencies, first responders, mm-hmm. School groups. So there's a lot to it, and Dove itself has been around for many, many years now, so you have that.
43.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you have that going for you already, mm-hmm. you know, kind of a foot in the door. How has Dove's role changed, would you say, in the community over the past couple of years?
I think we've been able to really expand our reach. So for the folks that don't know Dove, we're in local high schools, middle schools. We have a program called You Speak where we are doing preventative work to help our young people really understand the patterns of unhealthy and healthy relationships as they enter their dating lives. And we've been able to expand to more schools. We have an additional position within our prevention program within Dove. Hmm. We're in 8 police stations,
yep.
responding to any call that comes in for domestic violence. And actually really exciting, our shelter program has been able to acquire some funding so that we'll be able to have 2 off-site apartments that will really serve as we are calling a transitional living program. So sometimes our folks are staying with us in our shelter, and it's a long waiting period mm. for housing that's both safe, appropriate, and affordable. So these apartments will be for folks who have been stabilized, really don't need those emergency services, and it'll be a sort of middle point along the way before they access their own independent housing.
Okay, that is a huge service for those folks, because I would think that would be the number one priority for them, right, is to find secure,
absolutely.
Especially if they have children, a secure, stable place to live, have a home base, basically.
Absolutely.
Safe home base, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that better than anyone because you've been in charge of the shelter at Dove, right?
Yes, so yeah. Previously, prior to this role, I was our shelter director for
yeah.
12 years.
Wow.
So kind of a big shift, but you know, now I get to tell people about the great work that Dove does, and I know firsthand because
yeah.
I see the impact of what the community does for our survivors every day.
Not too long ago, Dove actually updated its mission. Your executive director, Sue Chandler, sent this over to me, and I thought it was very impactful, so I wanted to read it.
Please.
Because it is the updated mission for Dove. It's hope, healing, safety, social change, working together to end domestic and partner violence. That's the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And the vision, a community unified in peace, justice, and equity for the safety and well-being of every individual.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How does this differ from, like, the previous mission statement, if you will?
I think when we thought about what do we envision for a world free of domestic violence, we thought beyond just what we do as an organization every day and thought about what would a world without partner and domestic violence look like?
Mm.
What would we want for every person to have? And of course, there's the basic needs and there's things that people need every day, but also, we want to see a world where people feel free. They can be the fullest versions of themselves. There's equity for everyone getting what they need and having their needs met. And so this vision, the thing that really remains the same is hope. Hope has always been a pillar in Dove's mission and our statements. And it's something that we believe in. And we believe that for every survivor that's leaving an abusive relationship or moving beyond an abusive relationship, no matter what that looks like, we want hope to be the foundation so that they can see themselves on the other side in that next phase of life.
It's the first word in your mission statement
mm-hmm.
is hope, yeah. It's a lofty goal, but it's a worthwhile one, certainly. And I can't help but think that it's kind of big picture thinking. It's let's stop stop it before it starts, right?
Yes.
Similar to kind of what's happening with homelessness here in Quincy, mm-hmm. As opposed to serving as an emergency shelter. I know Father Bills is moving toward Housing Resource Center,
yes.
You know, preventing homelessness or quickly, you know, getting folks into transitional housing rather than having them end up on the streets. So similar type of thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you need new staff, you know, new training to achieve this mission, this goal?
Thankfully, we have an incredible staff
yeah.
of people that have been there for quite a long time. And we do have open positions, as
okay.
many places have right now. So we are
yeah.
hiring for some positions right now within our emergency shelter program, on our community advocacy team. But we're able to we're working on revamping our values and all these things right now. So I think the thing that's really important is that though many of us has been at Dove for a long time, we continue to adapt and look at what are the needs of survivors because they're ever changing. Mm. And so we take time out intentionally to think about, is the way that we've been doing this work for years and years working? Do we need to adjust? And also looking at what are some of the barriers that we deal with either on a state or a federal level,
right.
And how can we have the advocacy work to kind of address those as well?
I know there was concern during the height of the pandemic that abusers were kind of locked down with their victims. Did you see that happen?
We did.
Yeah.
So our 24-hour hotline, I think folks had this idea that maybe right at the beginning of the pandemic that our services, people would really be seeking them out. And we saw a different story, which we understand,
right.
because you can't necessarily make that phone call when the person you're calling about is home with you. So we've really seen a huge spike in our numbers kind of now
okay.
that we're a little bit post-pandemic because folks are more able to be in a place where they can start to reach out for support and for help. We've seen an increase of numbers in calls for shelter and for direct counseling services.
Really? Speaking of, do you need more counselors?
We do need more counselors.
Okay.
We do. We absolutely do. We need more counselors. We need more shelter space. Unfortunately, domestic violence is a pretty prevalent problem that all communities face, and particularly we are the only emergency shelter program for domestic violence survivors in Norfolk County.
Wow.
So we're serving a really large catchment area. With a small number of staff
right.
who do a mighty job, but there's always a need for more support and more services.
Is there just one shelter, Jessica?
There is. There is,
okay.
yep. So our shelter program is a 6-bedroom, 18-bed facility.
Okay.
So at any given day, we can have 6 adult heads of household, up to 12 children. And now with the addition of these 2 off-site apartments, we're actually able to increase the number to 8.
Okay.
And really looking at how do we continue to do that and mm-hmm. continue to expand, even though our physical building may not get any bigger, how can we have some off-site places for our folks to stay as
yeah.
well?
Has Dove benefited at all from any of the federal pandemic assistance relief? You have.
Yes,
okay.
we have. And the folks in the city of Quincy have really been wonderful to us as well. At the beginning of the pandemic, you can imagine running a congregate shelter with 6 families when we didn't even know what we were facing
right.
with COVID
yeah.
was an incredibly challenging thing. And the city swooped in and was really, really supportive. We're so appreciative to them for the support that they were able to give us to get us some off-site placement for our families.
That's great. They know they did the same thing for the homeless shelter
yes.
As well.
Yes.
Let's dance.
Let's dance.
Not right now.
You don't want me to dance.
You wouldn't want to see me either, trust me. But you're back. The signature spring fundraiser for Dove is back in person.
In person.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
Yeah. When was the last in-person one?
Our last in-person was 2019.
Wow.
So it's been a long time coming. 2 years of virtual events. We're ready to be back on the dance floor.
I bet. Yeah. How did the virtual events go?
You know.
Yeah.
We're so appreciative to our donors and our supporters.
Right.
We were still able to have successful events to some degree,
okay.
but you don't have that same closeness on your computer at home. There's a lot of footage of my kids dancing. they're going to be home with dad this year.
Yeah, dancing on Zoom is just not the same.
No.
So you're back. It's May 5th, 6 to 11 p.m. Up at Granite Links here in Quincy. Cinco de Mayo is a great way to
mm-hmm.
remember it, I guess,
mm-hmm.
right? Will there be a theme? Will there be like a festive Mexican theme?
There's a wonderful tequila basket in our silent auction with Casamigos that's up for auction.
Okay.
But that's probably where we end the Cinco de Mayo theme.
That's fair. But let's talk about it. What would be happening that night?
Yeah, so we're going to be back at Granite Links. Yep. We love working with them. And the event is 6 to 11. There is a really robust silent auction.
Okay.
There's games for folks to engage with. We have some really heavy appetizers. There's our famous mashed potato bar that are in martini glasses.
You have to carbo load if you're going to be dancing all night.
You have to. We do also have lettuce wraps for those that are trying to like be a little bit lighter on the fare.
Slow dancing. Okay.
Yes. So there's lettuce wraps. There's the mashed potato bar, noodle bar. We've got past hors d'oeuvres, and then for our program, we have a phenomenal survivor speaker who is
a
survivor that's been served through our program in Braintree. She'll be telling her story that evening, and she's got a great story.
Yep.
She's going to be wearing a ball gown that night.
No
you
kidding.
Can't miss her.
Okay.
This is her debut at her ball.
Wow.
We've got our amazing auctioneer and master of ceremonies, Aaron Ward, and our DJ Chris Rocks will be there in person.
Okay. All right. Playing all the dance music of, the past 50 years, probably?
Exactly. That's the thing is we have such a broad range of ages and stages of life
right.
that I told him anything from disco to whatever
ballroom
people are
dancing.
Listening to now, you can play.
Oh, okay. All right. Fun. The guest speaker, that is an incredibly courageous thing. For someone to do, to stand up in public, talk about the abuse they've been through, and how they came through on the other side.
Yes.
So kudos to her for
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. Is that, I would think that's probably one of the most impactful, powerful messages that come across for you and your role.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a person who was served through our community services, and hearing her story, the thing that I'm always struck by is that almost every survivor we work with tells us how long it took for them to reach out because they didn't think that their situation was that bad.
Correct.
And you hear these stories, and I've been at Dove for 12 years. I've been in the field of domestic violence for 18. This story took my breath away.
Really?
And to think that this beautiful young woman would think that she did not qualify for our services is too common of a story. And we're so grateful and appreciative to her strength, her courageousness, where she is today, and that she really stepped up and said, please let me do this. Please let me tell my story. Please let me tell people. I want everybody in the audience to hear so that if they themselves or someone they know is experiencing domestic violence, they know where to go and that they deserve the help.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of a normal human reaction to a situation like that, Jessica? That's not me. Things aren't that bad. I can work through this. It's denial, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And part of that comes from self-preservation because when you're in the eye of the storm, you're focusing on getting through not just the day-to-day, but the hour-by-hour. So if you take a moment and really look at the situation and say, this is the level of gravity that I'm dealing with, that can really take you under.
Yep.
So it takes people a while, and there's a lot of just get through. And it's often why we talk to the informal people in people's lives. We're talking to hairdressers. We're talking to teachers. You're probably going to disclose something concerning to an informal person before you ever come to Dove.
Sure.
Because by the time you come to our door, you've really gotten to a place where you can question, am I in an abusive relationship?
Yeah, and I guess it's easier to talk about those things to quote-unquote strangers, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why we have a 24-hour hotline that is completely anonymous for folks to be able to reach out and ask questions.
Yeah, we're showing those numbers to folks through our conversation here as well. So we hope that they would use them if they need them.
Absolutely.
For sure. Let's talk about the prizes, the silent auction prizes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this has been a labor of love. I'm so excited watching it all kind of come together.
Yep.
So we've got some really great live and silent auction items. Our live auction this year, we have for the practical and the really fun. So we have this ultimate home makeover package where the folks at Troop Waste have been lovely enough to donate a 30-foot cubic dumpster. And then we're working with this startup called Toology that's donating $1,000 worth of services to your home for either landscaping or gutter cleaning or any other type of home improvement stuff. So that's kind of it's spring, we're all working on our house, we all need that.
Okay.
And then the folks at Fuji Group have donated an 8-person dinner, cocktail pairings and dinner at Fuji west of Chestnut, where you and 7 of your guests will be able to have a beautiful dinner created for you in their private kitchen.
Fun.
So we're really thankful to them. We've got front row Red Sox tickets in the State Street Pavilion.
Ooh, okay.
And then our silent auction. We've got everything from a signed Celtics ball by the whole 2021-2022 team, who are doing fantastic. We've got lots of restaurants in the area that have donated gift cards. We've got spa packages, photography packages.
That's nice. Yeah.
A lot to choose from.
Because businesses, especially restaurants, have been through a lot in these past 2 years, so they really to step up and support you is saying something for their commitment to the organization and to the community as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've been so appreciative of all the small businesses and restaurants that just, I don't even have to finish my ask and they're offering things. So we're really lucky to be in the community that we are and thankful to them.
I'm assuming that tickets are required. So how does that work, Jessica?
Yes, tickets are required. Yeah. Tickets are on sale right now on our website. Tickets are $125 per person.
Okay.
We are selling tickets. They're up for grabs. Okay. And we're excited and we hope that people will, you know, hop on the website and scoop them up.
Okay, very good. And COVID protocols, we have to ask in this day and age, you know, how that's going to work.
Yeah, so we are extremely excited to be back in person, and we know that as an organization, we have an obligation to people's health and safety.
Sure. Yeah.
So as a way to be inclusive, when you are purchasing your ticket, we're working with an app called CrowdPass. You'll be able to upload either a COVID vaccine card or a negative test. And we'll also have on-site testing at the event.
Oh,
we
okay.
don't want anybody to feel like they cannot attend, and also we want folks that are attending to know that we're doing this as safe as possible.
Okay, so that's a bit of comfort for those who may be not able to get vaccinated or immunocompromised, mm-hmm. so they can still feel safe. Mm-hmm. How many folks do you think you're going to have, Jessica?
We're hoping for 250,
okay.
and we're pretty close to that.
Okay, good.
We have capacity for up to 350.
It's a big ballroom up there.
Yep.
At Grand Lakes, yeah, okay. And weather's not a factor because you're indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rise Above, Dance for Dove. That is the theme, right?
That is the theme,
yeah.
Yep.
So rise above. Rise above what? Rise above
your situation. Rise above any type of form of oppression or abuse. And really, you could look at this from any angle. We're
yep.
also rising above what we've all been through together for the past 2 years during the pandemic.
That's a good
and
point.
Really just
yeah.
coming back in full speed ahead.
And the first hour, there's free complimentary glasses of wine, I see.
There is free complimentary
okay.
glasses of wine. I don't know that it'll last for a full hour.
Okay.
Our guests are known to scoop those up.
All right, so get there early.
Get there early, yeah.
Okay, very good. And are the funds raised for any specific program at Dove, or is it just for your general costs?
It's a both and.
Okay.
So we at Dove really have, we look at our budget every year,
yeah.
and the first place that we look is which programs and services need our support. It's how we've been able to increase in our prevention program. We're really looking to build upon our legal program. And then,
okay.
of course, we need funds to keep the lights on and
yep.
pay for the stamps and postage and all the unattractive stuff yep. that keeps your organization running.
Which is getting more expensive by the day, it seems, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is especially important this year to have a successful event. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. This was such a good time.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Likewise, too. We'll have you back before the harvesting, hope in the fall.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks again,
Thank
Jessica.
You so much.
You're welcome.